going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I mean, what are we doing here? It's NFL Draft Week, right? Well, we got Center Field by John Fogerty opening up the Extra Point Show, and for good reason, everybody. Welcome in. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you here on a, what I would say, absolutely gorgeous Western New York Wednesday. And when it's a gorgeous Western New York Wednesday in late April, we are thinking about baseball as much as we are thinking about the NFL draft. Yeah, we'd love to be thinking about Sabres playoff games, but that's another story for another time. And that's why I am here at Salem Field right now. I am in the actual dugout at Salem Field right now doing the Extra Point Show live. You never know. In this business, I've done shows from all different parts of the country, all different events. I have never done a live show from a professional baseball stadium dugout. Well, guess what? Today is a little bit different. There's good reason for that. It is Micah Hyde charity softball game press conference day. So the former Bills safety is going to be here in a couple hours. He'll have his press conference. I'll be a part of that because I will say I'm honored, as always, to once again be the MC on the field for not only the charity softball game, but the home run derby, which occurs before that. And we know that you love to come out for it because it's been a tremendous success. 16,000 plus people the last couple of years. I think we're expecting the same. We're going to talk about that in a little while. This year, we'll get you all the information about it. But glad to be here with you today. We're going to combine a little baseball and football today because, yeah, you have Micah Hyde charity softball game. And Micah, of course, a former safety for the Buffalo Bills who has recently announced his retirement from the NFL. And speaking of the NFL, we have the NFL draft, and that is coming up tomorrow. We are less than 48 hours away. We're really just over 24 hours away, I guess, tomorrow night, whatever that would be, 30-something hours from the start of the 2025 NFL draft. And as you, this happens every year. As you get closer to the NFL draft, you start to hear more and more reports about guys with medical concerns, guys with character concerns, high risers. What did I hear today? Derek Harmon is falling because of a medical concern. Walter Nolan is rising, high riser. I got Peter Schrager, I think, mocking a safety to the Bills. Speaking of Micah Hyde, I don't think that's the case, but now it makes me go, wait a minute, what is he hearing? He's Peter Schrager. He's got information. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's why this day and tomorrow is so fun. We're going to talk about all of that today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can also give me a call at 803-0550 and at Sal Sports. And, of course, that is always getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Speaking of the draft, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow night, Jeremy White and Jody Biasi are taking over Resurgence Brewing for the ultimate draft night party. Tickets are $45. That includes pizza, all-you-can-eat drink and beer and well drinks, and you can enjoy live analysis, huge TVs, crystal clear sound. You're not going to miss a pick, plus local vendors including Paula's Donuts and giveaways all night, including an all-exclusive fantasy football party for 12. How about that? At Resurgence Brewery, brewing courtesy of Resurgence. No purchase necessary. Get your tickets now at resurgencebrewing.com. Joining me right now in the dugout here at Bison Stadium, Salem Field, I should say, is the general manager of the Buffalo Bisons, Anthony Sprague. Good to see you. And of course, we couldn't have picked a better day to do this.
Sal, this is you're right. It's a pristine day here. We're, you know, with the sun shining on us. Sorry, it's messing with your computer a little bit here, but I think we take that over anything else. Yeah, beautiful day here. Yeah, there's so much going on. I honestly kind of forgot that the draft is tomorrow, so I'm anxious to hear all the different things that could be going on here. But yeah, this is a beautiful day, great day. I love seeing how the sausage is made here and how you guys do your radio show. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, technology is growing over time. We were talking, I was talking with Brad, who's in the front office with the Bisons as well, a little while ago, and I said, I remember back in the day in the 90s, I was working in Florida. We had these big antennas. We'd have to lift up and pull up, and it was almost going to fall on us. Doesn't matter these days. I got my phone sitting here and I can go live from anywhere in the world. Technology is amazing, including what you see around the ballpark. It's always evolving for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, we've got, the teams need Wi-Fi in the dugouts now to be able to see every pitch and challenge what they want to challenge and everything. So yeah, we're good to go. We're locked in here and, ready for Micah to get here, ready for the press conference. It's a great time.
All right, so before I get to Micah, you opened up the door here for me for a second. I wanted to ask you, the NFL draft is going to be in Green Bay this weekend, and we know the Bills have put in to host the NFL draft. We know that from Pete Guelli, their COO. He told me that down at the owners' meetings, 28 or maybe 29. When it comes to the draft, there could be other, you know, possibilities where things could be held. How about getting what would be your process to say, hey, you know what, we have a stadium here, we have area two, maybe the Bison's going to help out. When it comes to all of that, what would be your conversations with the league, with Pete Guelli, with the Bills, or anything like that?
Oh, boy, that'd be great. I mean, we'd love to. I mean, look at today to showcase Buffalo and what a beautiful time it is. I know it could be snowing just as easy, but boy, look at this. It's beautiful. Yeah, it would be cool to have have the players do an outing here. There's so many properties around Buffalo that could be showcased. I know obviously the new stadium would be something big, but we could see how many players or how many chicken wings they could eat. I'm sure there'd be some cool stuff that we could do all around, no doubt.
So a couple of years ago, the Blue Jays had to play all their home games here due to COVID. You guys had a massive renovation of this, and a lot of this stuff is still in place and really makes for one of, if not the best, minor league ballpark in the country. It is the largest minor league ballpark in the country, which just blows my mind after 30 years that is still the case. Tell everybody about some of the things here. Maybe they haven't been here in a couple of years. Maybe they have been. Anything that's been carried over that you guys are really proud of that you've done, or anything that's new?
Yeah, I mean, the majority of the stuff that was done was for the players. It's downstairs in the clubhouse. We have a major league clubhouse now that, you guys coming through. They don't mind signing with the Blue Jays if they're going to end up in Buffalo because we have such a great facility here for them. If you can see, the field is just beautiful here, brand new. When the Jays were here, redid it and everything. The new configuration now, we used to have the bullpens on the field. Bullpens are actually out in right field now, so we have that major league field. And honestly, for the fans, we haven't done as much as we wanted to, but we really filled up the promotions this year, and we do have a few irons in the fire that we're working on for the next few years for fan amenities.
Star Wars night, always a big night. July 4th, always a great time here at the ballpark. Some traditional promotions and some new ones. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this year.
Yeah, you hit the few. Star Wars night, May 31st. The BPO, world-renowned orchestra, July 3rd, that July 4th weekend every time. That's a tradition here. But we have, honestly, we have so many new promotions this year. I forget of all the different ones that we have going on. We talked a little bit last year. I teased the Kyle Brandt bobblehead last year too. No teasing this year. It's Goo Goo Dolls bobblehead. Fan appreciation night, September 19th. And that one is going to be a huge, huge, huge bobblehead, huge night. I honestly think, that's going to be a night we sell out with all that stuff going on. Backing up the calendar a little bit, we have in August, we have the date escapes me on that one. So for anything Bisons, go to Bisons.com. Harry Potter night. We have been probably 3 or 4 years, fans have the chatter has grown to have Harry Potter night here. So finally, Harry Potter night. I want to say August 13th. Scarf giveaway, one of the Hogwarts scarves, kind of with a Bison's theme to it as well. So those are very cool. And I think that night itself is going to be I came up with Star Wars. It's always my firstborn, if you will. I think Harry Potter outdraws Star Wars night this year.
But Star Wars, you came up with it, but now you guys really have kind of one of the better Star Wars nights in the country because of a couple of different things.
Yeah, so it's funny. My son was watching, I don't remember what baseball game, the Yankees playing somebody the other day, and they had a Star Wars promotion on. And there, it was cool. They had the guys with lightsabers and everything hitting with them and stuff. And he said, "Dad, the Yankees stole your idea. They're doing Star Wars night. Do you get anything for that?" And I'm like, "No,
royalties, right? Yeah,
no, I didn't come up with Star Wars, so sorry on that." But yeah, we started it. Geez, it got to be over 15 years ago. We weren't the first team, but we were the second. To do it, and I still think we do it the best out of everyone. No one has a life size Jabba the Hutt in their concourse bellowing out. We're definitely the only one that has that.
What about the jerseys? I've heard the jerseys are a little bit unique, and you guys have like kind of something special that other places can't do.
Yeah, so Ahsoka Tano has been one that one of the members that we have is from Rochester. He creates all of our jerseys. And everyone else has the cookie cutter thing that now, Lucasfilms has kind of taken that over a little bit. But we have submitted this jersey, I want to say 5 years in a row. And finally, this past year, they agreed, okay, you can have your Ahsoka jersey because she's going to be a huge part of the show that we do after the game and through the game with the video clips and everything like that. So, yeah, no one else has this. And next year, you're going to see a bunch of teams have it. But, yeah, our guy created this, and it's a really cool jersey. Fantastic.
Anthony Sprague, GM of the Buffalo Bisons, joining me here. As the GM of a minor league team, you get a front row seat to a lot of the changes in baseball that filter up through Major League Baseball. We've seen a lot of them over the last few years. The challenge system you just brought up. You have the bigger bases. You have the pitch clock. From your standpoint, how has all this worked, and especially for kind of a proving ground for a lot of this stuff?
Yeah, you know what? It's cool. Just generally about minor league baseball, too. Quick story. We had the Blue Jays went into extra innings on Saturday, 13, 14 innings, started blazing through pitchers. And so obviously we needed to fill that spot. We needed to have a couple of our players come and fill it in. Alan Roden goes up. We get him from Syracuse. We drive him up to Toronto. The next day he pitches and sets all sorts of major league records. So we got the grounds crew doing their work here. He set up with strikeouts for a pitcher making their first appearance in Major League Baseball. And those are things that you just don't see everywhere. It's unbelievable that someone could have seen him pitch on Friday and the next day he's setting all these major league records on Sunday. Amazing stuff. But yeah, you mentioned the challenge system and the pitch clock and all stuff that is almost secondary to us now. We get to see kind of in action and get to have legit feedback on what we think works, what we think doesn't work, and what we think Major League Baseball should implement. And I'm kind of surprised they didn't actually implement the strike challenge system after the...
How's it gone for you?
Fantastic. I mean, it adds an element of excitement to the game. And there's another, baseball is a thinking man sport, as you know, Sal. And it adds another layer to it that, boy, do I challenge. It's a 1-1 count in the third inning, but I know that was a ball, but I don't want to risk it because you only get two challenges. And you want to save them for later in the game. So it was interesting to see some of the major league spring training games and how they're just challenging willy-nilly there at the beginning and how they made those adjustments towards the end. But I feel like that, just like the pitch clock, that most likely will be coming at some point.
All right, so Micah Hyde, we're here today for his press conference for his charity softball game, which will be a week from Sunday, May 4th. Speaking of Star Wars, may the 4th be with you, and come out here for Micah Hyde. Let's go back to when this all started and how it's grown. What tell us what you're most proud of about how this has evolved for you.
You know, and you were there. You've been here. You've been with us every year. That first year, we probably sat there after the first year, and there was only like maybe 3,000 people, 2,500, and there legit was a conversation that we had maybe a month before with the Lammy folks and with Micah, and we said, I don't know if we should do this. The sales aren't there. Maybe we should. And I'm Brad, and you mentioned we were in, and we said, no, go with it. Even if we get a couple thousand people, that's building blocks. You start an event, you're never going to sell it out in the first year. It doesn't happen. It was the first step of making and what we knew was going to be a good event. And I remember standing on the field after that first game, and I looked around and I said, everyone that's here, and you all know who you are, you the 2,500 that were here at the first one, and I know you agree with me that you look back at that event and you say, I wish it was like that. Now, you know, obviously it's going to be sold out and a ton of people. The energy is so much more. But the experience, I'm sure everybody walked out of here with a signed softball or something. It was all new. The players had so much fun. They still do. But seeing the event in its infancy and feeling it grow and being there and knowing, because you can tell when you have an event and it's going to be a good event, you can really tell when you're in it. And that one, we could tell certainly right after. And it was like, oh, man, this is going to be humongous. And now we had the, you know, COVID and Blue Jays, so we couldn't go through with it. But and obviously the Bills being the monsters of the East that they are right now certainly helped. But the event, it was so cool that first year, knowing what it was going to become was really
cool. And I will say this from my standpoint. To come back after having it a couple of years where you didn't have it, to come back and have it still as big as it was or even bigger than it was after 2 years off. And then you remember it was held 1 year after the mass shooting at Tops. Yeah. And there was a discussion what to do. I remember being in those discussions and saying, "What we want to treat this right. You know, we want to be respectful of everything." And I remember you and the Lammy folks and Micah said, let's do this for the community. We need to bring people together. And we did. And it was amazing. And you did. And I get chills thinking about how emotional that day was.
Yeah, the anthem was just, you could feel the energy and you could feel.
That was Mo Badger, the singing cop.
Yep. You know, he did an unbelievable job. He was passionate. I think just everyone knew and could feel, you know, a little bit of healing there, us coming together. At that event and you know, Micah had some of the families that were impacted here on after the field. I mean, it was I think the right thing to do. You never know what's right and what's wrong at the time. You make the best decision that you think you can for the community at the time. And I think we made a great call, and it was an unbelievable event.
And now I'm sure that Brian Lammy and his team could speak more to this, and Micah can, but you know how much money this has raised for a lot of different causes. It's not just the Imagine for Youth Foundation anymore. And that's a really cool part that I know Micah will talk about today that he's really proud of, Anthony, which is being able to incorporate more of these foundations, more of these fundraisers and things that other Bills teammates are a part of.
Yeah, and he is, and I'm not going to speak for Mike on it, but I just in these meetings that we're having, he's so excited that it's not just a him thing. He's always made it about the city of Buffalo and the fans and the community, but now it's about the players, and everybody that has a foundation is getting an equal part to this. And they are so appreciative of what he's doing, what he started. And yeah, it's weird to say, you know, former safety for the Bills. It still sounds weird, but I think he wants to be a part of Buffalo. He wants to be a part of this forever. But he knows the connection to the guys to get him here is not as easy when you're not in there. You're not going to battle with them every Sunday. So he's doing a great job of keeping that connection with his guys. And I think he is laying the groundwork for this event to be here, you know, for the next 30 years.
So it's not just a softball game. Yeah, you come out here, you get offense against defense. That's pretty cool. There's a home run derby. There's festivities. Tell everybody about what is happening on Sunday, May 4th here in the stadium.
Yeah, so Sunday, 9 o'clock. Don't want to miss it. We'll have we're talking all the vendors. The tailgate's back again, of course. Bill's Mafia has to have their tailgate party. So we'll be out there at 9 o'clock. Slew of vendors, slew of, you know, kids' activities, food trucks. I know Wing Nuts is going to be here, so... I don't know what's too early to have chicken wings, but we're
never in Buffalo.
We're going to test that out on Sunday for sure. Everyone was kind of talking about, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. There's got there could be like some sort of a breakfast wing or something
it.
Like
I
that, that they can put some scrambled eggs over the top of one. I don't know. But yeah, so that starts at 9. Gates open at noon. And, you know, right at the end, but last year we opened them a little early. People were trying to get in, so we might do that as well, too. Just be ready. Home run derby at 1 o'clock. And, look, I know, you know, Josh is he's got a title to defend. I know it's not
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. He got taken away last year, right?
Oh, that's right.
Spencer. I think Spencer won it. Yeah. Josh had one swing left to do it. He didn't.
He fouled it back. That's right.
He was
trying
so hard. He wants to get that title back.
He does. We're still working on confirmation there. It's not, you know, but he is acting like he wants to come. And I can tell you he has said he wants to put on an absolute show. That we got some new bats this
Woo!
Year. The ones that we had are a good maybe a decade old at this point. So if we put a new piece of lumber in his hand, it'd be fun to see what he can do. So if you're in, you know, he might hit the new stadium from Salem Field. We'll see.
All right, and then also, if people are wondering, okay, weather. I remember a few years ago, rained a lot in the morning. Everybody still showed up. We waited it out. We started later. You know what was cool? You had the tarp on, and it was one of those deals where you see, like, in, I don't know, what, Bull Durham, right? Like,
yeah.
Greg Manns was doing belly flops on the tarp.
I appreciate that he came and asked, can I do this, before he actually did. And I said, can you please just take your cleats off first so we didn't have any holes in the tarp or anything like that. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, each year is different. There's always a different experience. There's always something different going on that that you never know what's going to happen. And that was – look, I hope it's just like today.
Yeah.
And the long-range forecast does have some nice sun and 60 degrees in it, so hopefully that sticks. But, yeah, I mean, that's a cool part about everything. These guys are out there just having fun. They enjoy being with the fans, having that connection. It's not easy on a game day to have a one-on-one connection with a fan. And this is, while it is the biggest stadium in minor league baseball, you still have that intimacy. You still have that experience where you get to see these guys as humans and as real people with their families after. It's just, it's an unbelievable experience no matter where you're at. And there's, you know, there's only a couple thousand seats left. So if you haven't gotten them yet, there's still time, but not a whole ton of time.
And where do people go to do that?
Alwaysbisons.com for everything.
All right. So Bisons.com for that. And you guys have a homestand going on right now. So let's talk about that and, you know, what's going on this weekend here at the ballpark as we get ready for next weekend and the Micah Hyde game.
So I forget about that. Yeah, there's so many things that we have going on. Yep, we got the draft. We got Micah coming up, and we have our homestand that is currently going on right now. Tomorrow, we're talking about today, doubleheader 4:35.
Ooh.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day today. Tomorrow, 6:05. I think that is going to be – that. It's like a pristine summer day, 75 and sunny. So that's going to be great.
And tomorrow, let me say this.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bills don't pick till late.
Oh, there we
so
go.
You can come to the game,
and
you get home and watch the Bills pick.
And even if, say, we go into extras like we did last night, we're going to put it up on the video board, too, so you're not going to miss anything. And you get to enjoy it with some of your closest friends here in Buffalo. And then Friday, obscure jersey night, kind of one of the cool nights for any sports fan. I can't even the list of winners that we've had in the past, just some wild jerseys that I'm like, how is that a thing? That the one that got me the most was so I liked the hockey movie there with Youngblood.
Yeah.
Was it Radka?
Racky.
Yeah.
What do you say? Let's go, pretty boy.
Yeah. There's someone had his jersey, and I'm walking through, and look, my dad made me watch that movie 40 years ago probably, and that was one that I stood out and I was like, oh, this guy's got to win. That's too much. I've never seen a Radke jersey there.
So any obscure jersey you could do, could be any sport or whatever, but it's got to be kind of obscure where we don't normally see it.
Yeah. You come with an Allen jersey. Come on, you're not winning anything. Right. Sorry. But Billy Joe Hobert was one that I think Brad was talking about. Yeah, some really, really interesting
jerseys. I've seen a few of these. They're not totally unique, but the Tsujimoto jersey for the Sabres, the fake Japanese player the Sabres once drafted.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and there's different ones from, Swedish hockey teams and stuff where you have to stop and say, all right, you got to tell me the story behind that one. It's cool. And the final thing this weekend, kids eat free.
Ooh.
So Saturday and Sunday, kids get a $12 ticket. You get a free Salins hot dog, Coca-Cola, and a cotton candy. And Saturday, I know there's the rain. Listen, the rain, I hate it when they do this. But Todd Santos, Channel 4, does a really good job explaining it. The rain you see on the picture for Saturday, it's in the a.m. like 3 a.m. Right. The day is going to be fine, so come Saturday, and Sunday is just going to be a pristine day. Kids run the bases after, so we're expecting a nice week here. Great crowd.
Bisons.com for all that info. You just gave me a great idea for a segment. As we go to break, I want people to do this. Tweet at me at Sal Sports your most unique jersey that you own. We're gonna do that. Courtesy of Anthony Sprague. All right, what is the one you own? Have you ever owned one a unique jersey?
Lyndon Byers.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Boston Bruins jersey. That's probably.
How did you get that?
So my dad was a collector a long time ago, and he just loved hockey fights. We would go wherever we would go. He'd set the VCR. Oh, I'm gonna record this game. I think there's gonna be a lot of fights in it. And he would come home and fast forward through the game and watch to see who was going to fight or whatever. And I'm like, Dad, you can just go on YouTube now and you can see them all. But Lyndon Byers was a guy and had blood on his jersey and stuff. So that was the
That'd be Bruce Shoebottom from the Bruins. Remember that guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
What a great. For me, I would say I'm not a big jersey guy. I do have a Syracuse metallic Carmelo Anthony 15, and they never wore that color. But they never wore it. I have an orange and a metallic.
Yeah, that's you're hitting all of them. It could be college jerseys. It could be anything all down the line. It's the weirder the better. There's movie jerseys. Like someone had Charlie Conway from Mighty Ducks, and it's so fun to walk around and see all the jerseys. We've done this a few years. And we try and keep it fresh, but it's so cool, and people get into it, so we just keep doing it.
And that's Friday night, right?
Friday night, yep.
All right,
Friday
so bisons.com, we go for all that. Thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate you. I know you got a lot of work to do today, but we'll catch up here at the home plate scrum press conference when Micah arrives.
Absolutely, yeah. All right. We'll see when he gets here, absolutely. Okay.
Right. Thank you. That is Anthony Sprague, the GM of the Buffalo Bisons. Anthony gave me a great idea. Let's do it. At Sal Sports, tweet at me right now, okay? What is the most unique jersey that you own? The unique, or maybe that you've ever owned, I guess, because sometimes you just, you have it for a while, and get rid of it. We'll do that. I'll run through some of those. Let's talk about it, and let's talk about the NFL draft. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, live from Salem Field in downtown Buffalo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I got some great responses coming through Twitter. This is amazing. I love it. Some of you have amazing jerseys. I'm going to read these, all right? The reason why we even talked about this is because Anthony Sprague, the Bison's GM, was on with me here a little while ago. I am down at Salem Field here today, downtown Buffalo. Sal Capaccio with you, WGR Sports Radio 550, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and it's Micah Hyde Charity Softball Game Press Conference Day. So Mike is going to be here at some point a little while. I'm hoping Micah shows up while I'm on the air here that we can have him on. But if not, that's fine. And while we were talking with Anthony Sprague, he said tomorrow night here at the stadium is obscure jersey night. Obscure jersey. And he said every year they have this promotion and they have some more, the most obscure jerseys they could find, and you win prizes. So I said to you, tweet me at Sal Sports what obscure jerseys you have. Some of you have actually included pictures. Some haven't, which is fine. So let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. You can also call 803-0550. Maybe you're not on Twitter slash X, whatever. You want to call? You want to tell me what obscure jerseys you have? You can do that as well. Because I think these are super cool. All right, so Josh, we got Marv who tweets in. He has a collection of Sarazo Osaka jerseys because he lived in Osaka and is a huge fan of Japanese soccer.
I like that. Soccer jerseys are fun.
Yeah, we have, okay, Brandon says, I apologize for not being able to say this name correctly. Guillaume Latendrisse, a Canadian, oh, okay, there it is, a Montreal Canadiens jersey. He was the first number 84 in the NHL back in 2007, and he has it.
The first ever number 84?
That's what he says. Whoa. Which makes sense.
How
2007? Back then, you didn't get a lot of those number 84 in 2007. Does that make sense? I guess it could be.
That's a long time to never have an 84.
We're going to hold Brandon to that.
Yeah,
he says it.
That's fair.
Okay. Eric says, I have a Baltimore Ravens Deion Sanders, an Atlanta Braves Deion Sanders, and the most obscure one he owns is a Miami Dolphins Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Did you know, Josh, there was a guy for the Miami Dolphins, a running back named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No, that's incredible.
Yes.
What?
he changed his name because of his religion, and he changed his name. He wasn't Kareem Abdul-Jabbar until I think he got to the Dolphins. I have to remember what his name was with UCLA. You can look it up. But he actually went to UCLA, just like the other Kareem Abdul-Jabbar went to UCLA. Will, how about this? He has pictures. He has a Max Afinogenoff Team Russia jersey. That's super cool.
That's an awesome jersey. I mean, Team Russia Max Afinogenoff is crazy.
Jack says he has a Rasmus Ristolainen Team Finland jersey, JJ Paterka Germany jersey, a Creamsicle Mike All-Star Buccaneers, Orange Rudy Johnson Bengals jersey, Tim Wakefield Pirates away gray, and a Don Cherry Rochester Amex jersey. I'm voting Jack as the – I'm guessing Jack is a jersey collector.
Did you
say don't have
Don
those unless
Cherry?
You actually – Yes, that's what he said.
Wow. That's impressive.
I know. How about you? What do you got? Anything?
It's funny you brought this up, and I was thinking about a few of the different ones I've got. I've got my favorite team in England is Everton for soccer, and I have a Gylfi Sigurdsson jersey. He's an Icelandic soccer player. If you know the story behind Iceland's soccer team, you can go through their population. Since the population of Iceland is so small, you can go through their census and literally pick out every single one of the soccer players, even though they don't have their profession listed, you can break down their population all the way down to the 22 guys on the Iceland soccer team. It's incredible. The story there is just awesome. Some other ones I have a Joe Pavelski World Cup of Hockey jersey from 2016, which is like one of my favorites just because I really like Joe Pavelski and those jerseys are awesome.
Right.
But my most obscure, there's a soccer team in England called Walton Hersham FC. They are in the seventh division of the English football pyramid. So the Premier League is the top. This team, I discovered back during COVID on TikTok, they were in the lowest level possible in England. And for the past 4 years, past three years, they've got back-to-back-to-back promotions. And they're currently in place to potentially get promoted again if they win their playoff games. So
wow.
There's no one on the back of that one because it's just a blank jersey. But those are some of my favorites. And that one specifically, I think, is my most obscure because whenever I bring that team up, unless you've seen them on TikTok, they went viral because the guys that own the team are like my age. Like there was like six guys that bought the team for $1 back in 2020. And they've gotten this team built up to what it is now where they have this huge social media platform and they have all of these fans all over the world. And you know, it's really cool. It's just an awesome, you know, team building story. So hopefully one day they'll be in the Premier League and everyone will know who they are. And I can say, hey, I was a fan, you know, 20 years ago or however long it'll take. But, you know, that I think is my favorite.
I love it. That's some really good stuff. You heard what I said earlier. I'm not a big jersey guy. I still own a Thomas Vanek slug. Okay.
Oof. That's a great jersey. I wish I had
right?
one of those.
So I think is that a good jersey?
The slug,
that's cool, right?
The slug is a great jersey. It just followed up the best jersey of all time, which is the goat head. I mean, if you didn't follow the goat head with the slug, I think it would have been widely accepted. Personally.
Let me ask these guys. Let me ask John and Anthony. I have a Thomas Vanek slug jersey. Is that a good jersey? It's the slug. Thomas Vanek. Yeah. Yeah. Cuz the I know. It's not that unique, but the slug is, right? I know. John's here from 26 Shirts. He's taking part in helping out with the jerseys for the softball game. So we say thanks to him as well. I have that. And I used to own a Curtis Brown goat head, though. That was one I loved. I loved Curtis Brown, number 36. He was 37. He was one of my favorite Sabres ever. Curtis Brown, the goat head. Remember him playing back in the day? Is that a little bit for you, though?
I do.
Josh?
I remember seeing highlights of him, but I don't ever remember like in-game action. Maybe it's probably just when I'm older watching highlights, you know, but I do know of him. So
here we go. Todd tweets in, I love this because Anthony and I were talking about it. Todd says he has a 1987 Maine Mariners Bruce Shoebottom jersey. He has a Maine Mariners Bruce Shoebottom jersey. Anthony's listening. Todd, here you go, Todd. Since you're listening right now, we're gonna give you Bison's tickets. Oh, yeah. Right? We're gonna give Todd Bison's tickets. Anthony said randomly find someone who's got a great one. Here you go. You got that? All right. So we got Todd here. I want Todd Mariani. I'm gonna tag the Bisons on this tweet. That way you get them, okay? And then you can DM them. So, Todd, thank you very much. Anthony Sprague, the Bisons GM, just heard that, and he knows exactly what you mean. His dad was a hockey fights guy who grew up in watching the Bruins, and Bruce Shoebottom was a hockey fights guy. So, Todd, you're going to get some Bisons tickets courtesy of Anthony Sprague. What's that? And that's where his dad grew up. So there you go. Todd, great job. I love that. See, look at that, Josh. We're giving away stuff. All right? I love that.
Bruce
just
Shoebottom
for obscure jerseys.
That's just an all-time name. I found
it is an amazing name to put on any jersey.
I just found a great tidbit
whether you knew
about
him or not, right?
Yeah, I just found a great tidbit about Bruce Shoebottom, actually. He scored his first and only NHL playoff goal against the Sabres, and fans responded by throwing shoes on the ice.
I love that. Yes, I probably remember that. I mean, they played the Sabres and Bruins played some amazing series in the 80s where all it was fights. And there was one time, and you can go find this on YouTube as well. I don't know. I think it might have been 87 or 88. The Bruins players were getting over the glass and trying to fight with Sabres fans. That happened. Okay. That's how crazy it was back in that time for these fights. And Bruce Shoebottom used to fight Kevin Maguire all the time. Like every game these guys would fight, they'd go at it. They had these great battles. And then you had a couple other guys for the Bruins, and I can't remember, I'm sure a name will come to me. And you had another Mike Hartman maybe for the Sabres was a fighter during that series. But some of these fighters are in jerseys are really awesome. All right, Chris says he also has a Curtis Brown red butter knives jersey. I like that. Angelo, Taquio Spikes 2004 Pro Bowl jersey. This is great. I have a San Antonio Gunslinger jersey from the CFL, says Lou Rossi. Ryan's got a couple of really interesting Josh Allen jerseys. One has the one upside down, and I think this is because it's, and he's got, it's a Sabres and Bills kind of together, which is really interesting. Thank you very much for all these tweets. I love it. Who is this? Super Bowl champions t-shirt from the fourth appearance. Oh, yeah, the Bills didn't win it, obviously, but those were made, just in case, says Jeff. That's not a jersey. That's a shirt. I love it. We can go to the phone lines as well. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump on and give me your most obscure jersey that you've ever known. Why are we doing it? Because the Bisons are having an obscure jersey night on Friday. Yes, I know the draft is tomorrow, but this is fun. Anthony Sprague was just on a little while ago. We're down here from Micah Hyde's press conference. Let's go to, who is this on the line? Joe. Let's go to Joe, who's up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point. Joe, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Sal, great show. I love it. I used to be the principal at Akron High School for many years.
Okay.
And we played the Sabres alumni in basketball. And, of course, Rob was a chief cook in the whole game. But I had a Ty Domi jersey that I got from Scott McManigal. And after we played the alumni, I asked Rob, would you sign this? And he signed it. I kicked Domi's butt, Rob Ray.
And I love that.
I still have it. It's got to be worth a few bucks because I can't imagine there's anyone like it around. So great piece of Sabres history with Ray and Domi and just the.
Have you ever seen Rob after that to let him know about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in fact, we spent a few hours at the local watering hole after that game, so. Rick Martin was their coach, you know, God rest his soul. But
yeah,
we've talked about it. And, you know, Rob is just, there's no one like him.
That's right.
Charity work.
Joe, thank you for sharing. Thanks for your service to education as well, buddy. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. You take care.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I know how that can be, you know, in giving back like that. It means a lot. Tim, you're up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What's up, Tim?
Hi, guys. How we doing?
Good. What do you got for me?
I have a 1991 Pat Faloon San Jose Sharks, the white San Jose Sharks jersey.
I love it.
Pat Faloon was drafted at Memorial Auditorium, number two overall, which was San Jose's first ever draft pick. And number one that year was the most controversial pick probably ever with Eric Lindros. To the Nordiques.
Uh-huh. And then he ultimately gets traded to the Flyers. And what's that?
For Peter Forsberg.
Yep. And it was a, yeah. You're right, though. That was a really interesting draft. And you're right, it was right here in Buffalo. I remember that. Man, good memory, good stuff. Is that why, by the way, is that why you got the Falloon jersey? Because it was here in Buffalo?
No, just my brother and I were huge hockey guys. We followed him. He had huge junior numbers, was supposed to be, you know, all world and everything, but for Lindros being number one, he never really panned out. But we still have the jersey in my dad's house. We've moved out. It's at my dad's house, still in the closet. We laugh about it all the time. And back in the early 90s, if you had a jersey, yeah, I mean, it wasn't like they are now where you can buy them cheap and get them anywhere. I mean, it was a huge deal for us to have a jersey like that.
No doubt. I totally get it. The first jersey I ever owned. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the phone call, Tim. First jersey I ever owned was not like an authentic. We just kind of had to piece it together because I was young and, you know, didn't have money to go out and buy jerseys that were costing a lot of money. Josh, I was a Paul Sear fan, number 18 of the Sabres. I always joke with Danny Gare that, you know, they let Paul Sear wear his number, even though they retired his number, Danny Gare. But Paul Sear was my favorite Sabre in the mid-80s. He's since passed away, but I wore it. And it was not an authentic one. It's just one of those ones you could tell that they just printed the name on, or, you know, they just kind of ironed it on, I guess. That's how you want to say it, right? It wasn't threaded.
Oh, I had a Chris Drury jersey like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No doubt. We're having fun today down here at Salem Field. Good stuff. What's your most obscure jersey you own? We already gave away some Bison tickets because we had a guy say the Bruce Shoebottom jersey. And that's exactly Anthony Sprague's wheelhouse. I love it. Tim comes aboard with a great one replica. Oh, man, this is beautiful. Wayne Gretzky's Brantford youth jersey. Man. A Marty Biron 00. I get this from Jack. Jack's our jersey guy. What is this? Saw this after a Sabres game last week. Waiting since 70. It says 70 and it says waiting since as the name. I love that, obviously, for the Stanley Cup, no doubt about it. Pavel Bure, number 10. What is this? Is not That's where it. Is this one from?
Pavel Bure is great. Is it the white spaghetti skate jersey?
It's not a hold on, it's not a Canucks jersey. What is this? It's a red one. I'm gonna have to see where this came from here. I'll take a look. All right. Tweet me at Sal Sports. You got any of this? We're going to take a timeout here. We're having fun today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Yes, it is NFL Draft Week. We got the coverage for you all day, tomorrow, everything. We got more stuff for you tomorrow, obviously, leading into the draft, night number one. In the meantime, Micah Hyde, former Bills safety, is going to be having a softball game here at Salem Field a week from Sunday. He's got his press conference and media availability today. So we're here for that today at Salem Field in downtown Buffalo.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Man, this great weather in downtown Buffalo makes me want to play some golf. I told you, I just got fitted for a driver last weekend. I don't have it yet. It's going to be coming to my house, and I cannot wait to go out and golf. And we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with a WGR VIP golf card. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf, and score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit Road in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at GetMyPerks.com. Sal Capaccio with you today. It is Micah Hyde charity softball game press conference day. Little media scrum. Press conference, yeah, but more middle of the home plate area, media around, scrum. I think it's kind of more of a informal conversation type press conference, I guess, if you will. No podium or anything like that set up. Michael will talk about, you know, the Imagine for Youth Foundation, what it means. And there are still tickets left. Not a lot. This thing gets sold out every year, and it's amazing. I've been the MC on the field since its inception, and I'm so honored to be once again. Go to Bisons.com for more info and ticket information. Buffalo Hockey Moments tweets in. He's got a Randy Wood number 19. Got up a, who else? Phil has also a Marty Biron and signed 00. Chris Ostrander, I've got a signed Ryan Powell MLL Summer Showcase jersey. Very nice. All right. I love that. Roger Dorn and Ricky Vaughn jerseys from Major League, says Jim. These are amazing. Corey Bohorquez jersey. Some guy named Jacob, his sister, has that. That former Bills punter went on, played with the Browns, I think, most recently, the Packers as well. Good stuff there. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We're hoping to have Micah Hyde before he actually meets the media for the press conference at noon. If not, that's okay. We're still planning on bringing you Tre'Davious White from yesterday as well on his return to the Buffalo Bills. We got a lot going on here. I am inside the dugout at Salem Field in downtown Buffalo here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll take a timeout and come back after this.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.